ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalam ala ashraf al-anbiya'i wal-mursaleen. Habib qulubana wa tabib nufusana. Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad. Wa ala al-baytih al-tayyibin al-tahirin. Respected brothers and sisters, please accept my salam. It's another blessing to be with you in this program Bridge, that we are focusing on the du'as and supplications of Sahifa al-Sajjadiyya, the great legacy of Imam Zain al-Abidin. In the third phrase of this 20th supplication, which is titled as asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for good moral traits and for acts that are meant to be pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the things that we demand and we request and we beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, is that we say, O Allah, wahabli ma'ali al-akhlaq. O Allah, give me the highest moral traits and wa'asimni min al-fakhr. Right? Protect me and preserve me from vain glory. It's very, very important and it's very necessary for the purpose of perfection, for the purpose of raising higher towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the purpose of abandoning the bad traits, to prioritize them. What do we mean by prioritize them? There's some bad traits that removing them is in requirement of removing some root bad traits, right? Arrogance is one of them. Arrogance is one of those root causes for many mistakes, right? That takabbur and arrogance has been denounced, has been negatively discouraged by many of our hadith and teachings from Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. In fact, the Holy Prophet Rasulullah said in one of the great saying from that we have from him, one of the narrations, he says, "Inna Allah Ta'ala أوحى إلي أن تواضعوا حتى لا يفخر أحد على أحد ولا يبغي أحد على أحد." Let's take a quick break and inshallah we'll come back to see how this hadith or what this hadith translates into.
Rabbana, a path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana. Rabbana.
All right, respected brothers and sisters, welcome back. As Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is teaching us in the 20th dua of Sahifa al-Sajjadiyya, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to preserve us from vainglory, we called or we mentioned a hadith from the Holy Prophet in which he says, "Inna Allah ta'ala qad awha ilayya an tawada'u hatta la yafkhara ahadun ala ahad." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to me, right, has made wahi, has revealed to me that I ask you or order you or command you to be very humble towards each other, right? To be very friendly and humble, right? So that to the extent that no one should practice vainglory and arrogance over someone else, and no one else, وَلَا يَبَغِيَ أَحَدٌ عَلَى أَحَدٌ, and no one should oppress another individual. This is one hadith that we have. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam denouncing and mentioning the weight of, or the impact of arrogance is and vainglory. He says, أَهْلَكَ النَّاسُ اثْنَانِ. The two things that can, in fact, demolish people, right? That vanishes people. The two things, two elements, right? If we want to talk about cancer in medicine, if we want to talk about something that is really, really destructive, how would we mention it? How we talk it? How we talk about it? Have you seen these cigarette packets? It says on them, and the packages outside says, smoking kills you, right? Even though they sell you the cigarette, but they tell you that smoking kills you. Smoking causes cancer, right? It's so ironic and funny that people still do smoke on a heavy scale. But that's not what my point is at right now. What I want to mention is that Imam Ali alayhi salam is giving us a very, very important head up, a very important and influential and inspiring warnings. He says, أَهْلَكَ النَّاسُ اثْنَانِ. The two things that can truly and truly and truly demolish you, right? Obliterate an individual. And number one, it's so interesting. It applies to us today. We work day in and day out in order to push away poverty. And yet we have to confront with it. خوف الفقر أو خوف الفقر. The fear of poverty. The fear of becoming poor, right? Number two, وطلب الفخر, right? Practicing vainglory, exercising vainglory to other people, that causes an individual to completely vanish and fall. Let's take another break. Inshallah, we'll be back momentarily.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio.
All right, respected brothers and sisters, in this final segment of this portion, I want to mention two more hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. As he moves on and goes deeper in confronting the feeling that if you sell pride to other people, if you practice and exercise vainglory, and if you express by your actions, by your words, that you are better than other people, and that gets manifested into the state of takabbur and arrogance, that is really not being smart. In fact, he denounces it with the harshest possible language. He says, "La humqa a'zamu min al-fakhr." There is absolutely no stupidity, right? Bigger and greater and more destructive than أعظم من الفخر, than practicing and exercising vainglory. In fact, we are living in a world today where having an Instagram account and posting about your possessions, your travels, right, your diaries where you're telling everybody that I have the most perfect life, right, is becoming the trend nowadays, right? And if someone does that, then everybody follows them, right? It becomes, all becomes like a show, right? Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam calls that to be a stupidity, to practice and exercise chastise vainglory. In another hadith with which we will end, it says, مال ابن آدم والفخر أوله نطفة وآخره جيفة لا يرزق نفسه ولا يدفع حتفة. What is so in trouble is the children of human being, where he starts from a drop and ends with a body that is without a soul and dissolves in the soil, right? This is what we are. This is the beginning and this is the end. May Allah allow us to open our eyes to the nothingness that we have and we are. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را